It's Thursday already. Three more sleeps to the Grey Cup. We are joined from Winnipeg. Of course, the Green Zone is live in Winnipeg for the Grey Cup week and right up to the Grey Cup and right after the Grey Cup. And joining us from the Green Zone is Ryder reporter Britton Gray. Britton, tell us what the vibe is in Winnipeg. Is things starting to ramp up? People getting excited?
Absolutely. You're seeing more and more signage around the city. That is up. I think more and more fans are going to be showing up in their jerseys. You can definitely start to feel the Grey Cup is getting closer, and I'm sure the fans are starting to arrive for the parties that are about to be happening.
Are you seeing a lot of green?
Not quite. Now, I imagine a lot of people were planning on making the trek up maybe today as they get closer to the game. Haven't seen too much green yet, but I fully expect that to change. As I know, there were a lot of Rider fans looking for tickets to the game.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Montreal and Davis Alexander, their quarterback. Now, he's had hamstring problems. He had some treatment done on it. What are his chances? So far, it sounds like he's okay, but a little dicey.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Day one, he was able to kind of be out there, do a lot of things. But day one, as saw a lot of people mention, not a lot of running and really trying to test that. We'll have to wait and see. Day two, I think, is going to be big for a lot of players, including the Riders and Keyshawn Johnson. How is he out there? He was out there for the first little bit before stretch for the Riders, then left, listed as it did not participate on the injury report. So I think his status, we'll have to wait and see today as well.
Is there anybody else on the injured list right now, or are we all pretty healthy looking?
Pretty healthy looking. Habakkuk Baldonado, of course, the defensive end, he also was dealing with something. So a couple guys dealing with things, but Corey Mace all season long has given veterans and guys who've got a lot of playing time day one off. Let's wait and see how it goes. So today will be a big day in determining, I think, how this roster is going to look.
Yeah, and I guess they're back on the practice field today, so I imagine it's going to be a fairly light practice because we don't want anybody getting injured during the practice.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen, but of course, you kind of want to approach it the same, right? You don't want to go less intensity because you're worried about injury, right? And this team, business as usual. That's really what they've been talking about, just going 1-0. And with the amount of guys this organization has brought in who have Grey Cup rings, you can definitely feel that experience coming through here as they're not, it's not, the moment doesn't feel too big for some of these guys.
Does Corey Mace win Coach of the Year?
I imagine he will be at some point that he will win because, I mean, when you look at the turnaround and everything that's gone on, how could you not, especially with the best record in the league and everything? I do expect him to eventually be named the Coach of the Year.
All right, so let's get it on this Sunday. Riders and the Montreal Alouettes Grey Cup, 112th. We've got the Green Zone live in Winnipeg all this week and right into the weekend up to the game. Britton Gray, our Rider reporter, joining us this morning. Britton, have a great time in Winnipeg.
Thank you.